As dengue cases in Samoa continue to rise, the Ministry of Health there is urging locals and tourists to be vigilant and take precautions. An outbreak was declared on Friday with more than 80 cases reported in the first 2 weeks of April. RNZ Pacific's Tiana Haxton has more.
Dengue fever is a viral infection spread from mosquitoes to humans. Symptoms include high fevers, fatigue, muscle and joint pain, and rashes. With cases on the rise, Samoa's Ministry of Health is urging households to look out for their high-risk family members. As the country tackles the outbreak, Dr. Glenn Fatupaito says they are keeping a close eye on those that may face complications.
We're mindful of our very old, our very young, our pregnant women as well. We don't want any complications. Yeah, and if you're sick, come see a doctor if things are getting worse.
The ministry is working on clean-up campaigns and fumigating schools, hospitals and other potential breeding grounds for dengue-carrying mosquitoes. While the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is not issuing a specific travel advisory for Samoa, it does advise travellers to have medical and travel insurance policies that include a provision for medical evacuation by air. It is also advising New Zealanders in Samoa to register their details with the ministry. Professor in Infectious Diseases Dr. Mark Thomas says the last outbreak in Samoa 6 years ago resulted in 5 fatalities. He is urging travellers to follow all health recommendations and invest in good repellents.
And there's various different repellents available, but ones that have a reasonably high concentration of a substance that's abbreviated DEET, D-E-E-T, and to be among the best insect repellents.
Dr. Thomas says the risk of complications is more common amongst those that have had dengue fever before, and most travellers will thus not have to worry too much.
And the second or the third episode of dengue fever can be much more severe than the first one. Second or third episodes of dengue fever tend not to occur in people who've travelled from New Zealand as tourists.
He says severe cases are rare in tourists who catch dengue fever. Samoa's Ministry of Health will begin publishing weekly updates and recommendations from Friday onwards.
And that report was from RNZ Pacific's Tiana Haxton.